You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is a beautiful roadshow Thursday, and we have found ourselves on the dive on Lake Winnipesaukee. And Wiggy, I am well. You've told me 100 times what happens to snitches.
Yeah.
And I'm no narc, but I noticed that you have ordered a boat drink from the boat below. Yeah. Is there no noon provision here on the lake?
I told you it's midnight somewhere, right?
Okay.
So we might as well have some drinks and some shots. Shout out to my cousin down there. What up, cuz?
Okay. Are they delivering it via boat over to? Oh, you have it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Ken, you deserve like three of those.
Yes. Yeah. Please, somebody give Ken a drink.
Can we give Ken a round of applause?
Yeah. Good job, Ken.
Round of applause for Ken Laird.
And the sign says it's always five at the dive.
Oh, there you go.
It's always five at the dive.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And what's the difference between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
What do you?
We'll get smashed.
What is that?
This is Austin and my cousin down there, my Italian cousin down there, Tango.
Did you just meet them last night?
My wife did.
Okay.
You know, my wife's like a politician, so she's the nicest person. So this is a high school drink. This is
your cousin
from Boston. This is vodka and Powerade. Powerade.
Okay. All right.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Well, I mean, when in Rome,
yeah.
I mean, that's what they do up
here
holiday. on the lake, life.
I feel like everything we say is more interesting when you're drunk, so I figure
why not?
Might as well throw Wiggy into the mix.
Why not? All right. We are going to get to They Said It coming up at 7:20, and then we're going to do our best to get some boat leads at about 7:45 on this morning show, the last and final road show of this fourth road show season. And if I said earlier, I will probably say this too much, but it's on my mind. If you came to any roadshow or any pregame over the last 8 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever, we cannot thank you enough. It's incredible that you guys come out and hang out, and it was great last night. It was, I guess, probably when everybody gets back from vacation, we'll go over the superlatives for the road shows and figure out what the best of road shows were. But it's awesome to get to hang out with you guys, and we'll never forget it.
I mean, sincerely, it's taken me to places I've never been.
Yeah.
I mean, last year we went down to the Tipsy Seagull somehow, went onto a floating device.
Yes.
that was amazing. I had never been there. Yeah. Getting up to Lake Winnipesaukee, this is
an amazing experience.
Stunning.
We wouldn't have been able to experience this without coming here and, you know, your idea of bringing the roadshow to Lake Winnipesaukee and, like, all the boats and stuff like that, you know, just seeing all these people is pretty cool.
This is certainly the most beautiful roadshow that we've ever had.
It is?
Yes.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I mean, tough to beat Wellfleet, though.
I agree,
when
but...
you turn down that sand to road to the Beachcomber. But it is gorgeous this morning.
Sunrise, Greg and I were holding each other.
This morning. Yes, we were.
Yes,
we were.
In matching t-shirts.
Actually, you were holding me because I remembered that I was about to forget the egg sandwiches, and that was really the worst thing I've ever
done. And I'm hungry too, Greg.
Yeah, I'm just
like, you need something to coat the stomach.
All right, coming up this morning, Sam Kennedy and the Red Sox front office report at 9. Red Sox split with the Reds yesterday and went out, as Wiggy said earlier, got everybody fired up, won that suspended, the resumption of that suspended game, and then Unfortunately, blew a lead, and that was Shime's lead this morning, was that he is not going to be dragged back in at all, unless there's some sort of a big splash coming from the Red Sox.
I refuse.
But, I mean, you brought up yesterday the fact that Craig Breslow continues to, not only on this show, but on Nesson, ensure everybody that they are going to improve the team for this season.
Right.
You believe that indicates that he cannot not do anything at trade deadline.
Yeah, because he's been talking about it so much. And one thing he said on this show, and he's continued to say all over his kind of like press tour, is that they believe that they are a playoff team. And fortunate for them, the AL is not very good, so they are right in the mix. But in his mind, and it seems like the rest of those guys in there, that they believe that they are a playoff team, and they feel like adding to this team this year, and Courtney's been on this year is going to get them into the playoffs. And you know how baseball playoffs are. When you get in there, anything is possible. Like it's like the one sport where it doesn't matter if you're the one seed or you're the lowest seed. In baseball, we've seen it time and time again, and I think that's the mindset that maybe there. And you got to hold it. And what's he going to do when we get to the deadline and he doesn't do anything? How does he walk that back?
I will say, Wiggy, I mean, it's going to be interesting because no matter what, given how close we are to the deadline, they're not going to be a very good team in terms of a record. They'll probably be a game or two around 500,
right?
How they decide to handle it. But Wiggy is right. They could make the argument. I mean, I don't think they're a good team,
mm-hmm.
but they have an ace, the most important thing to have in the playoffs, and they have the best closer in baseball in Chapman. So those two guys alone
right.
give you an opportunity to make a five-game series interesting.
So what would be your if you were Craig Breslow, your number one need that you would want to address?
The first thing I would do if I were Craig Breslow is fire myself.
Craig.
Starting pitcher, I'd go out and get another hog.
Right. Save that. Pause.
But think about this, and Curtis is right. If you have Crochet, and then you go out and you get another guy.
Oink!
Now you have two. Bayo has been... Oink, fine, because he's given you six innings. And we've seen this Red Sox team win a World Series where they've been able to patch a rotation and a bullpen together to win a World Series. I think, what was that, 2018,
yeah.
where it was like
David
Price went to the bullpen at times, and it was like they didn't have a true ace. You literally have a true ace.
It does seem like you might be able to count on Giolito going forward.
13 was the one true ace, because Price in 18 was pretty much in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs. Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I think, say it again.
Giolito, I think you might be able to count on him more so than you would have thought 2 weeks ago.
I don't think I'll ever be at a point this season where I see Giolito on the mound and I'm like, he's gonna, you know, give you seven innings and allow less than four.
But what about Bayo though? Bayo has his past like seven or eight starts, he's gone six innings, and you know, he's maybe given up, you know, two, three runs, but he's given you six in today's game, six innings. So if you can get six innings from him, you know what Crochet is, and then if you can get another pitcher who can give you another reliable six innings, and these bats get going, in their mind, I'm just saying, thinking they believe that they can be a playoff team because of that.
Ken, give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. Crochet innings limit going to be an issue? Like, if they're really going hard here, he hasn't had a big, right, yeah, so that could also, they're not going to add big at the deadline. That just popped in my head. There's no way, if Crochet can't be a hog going eight innings in the playoffs.
Oink, oink.
Then I don't think
they can't say they're going to add
right.
And they've been doing
that. Let's and say not, you and to, not do it.
But let's say it's September 15th. You're a game out of the wild card, and you're playing the Yankees on Friday night. And Crochet is on the mound, and you have to pull him after five because he hit his innings limit. Fans are going to go apoplectic. Like I don't. If he's never had a full season. And he is going to hit an innings limit, then the one thing that makes you a contender in the playoffs is removed.
What matters is the what their perception of this team is. And we can ask Sam Kennedy about it at 9 o'clock. But I'm guessing they think this is a playoff team.
I mean,
they're going to say that no matter what.
Oh, they thought it, but I think they thought they're going to say it regardless.
Yeah. But they've been saying it.
Right.
They've been beating their horn on it.
Well, in spring training, I think they definitely thought that. I think that they were on the same level as Curtis, thinking that they were World Series bound. But then very quickly, they were able to realize that they had some serious issues inside that clubhouse. I don't necessarily know if they believe what they're saying to us right now.
Yeah, but Breslow said it again last week.
I know.
He said, we are a playoff team.
Yeah.
He believes that, and he's saying, like, so I get you say it at the beginning of the year, Greg, right? We see it in sports, you say it at the beginning of the year, but when your manager or your GM consistently says it throughout the season that we are a playoff team. We are a playoff team. We just need to do this and this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And we're going to add to this team because we know and we believe that we're a playoff team. There's no way you could tell us all this for 3 weeks, a month and a half, and then we get to the deadline and you don't do anything. What do you think the next interview when we ask him is like, well, why didn't you do anything when you told us you were a playoff team?
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot to talk about when it comes to the Red Sox. You could do that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are at Lake Winnipesaukee, and it is the eighth and final road show. We're going to get to what they said yesterday in sports coming up next, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox take the first in the suspended game earlier yesterday with the Reds. 5-3 was your final there, and then they dropped the second 8-4. Those scores brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The guys are off tonight before hitting the road to take on the Nationals tomorrow. First pitch on your 4th of July is at 11:05. Elsewhere in MLB play, Clayton Kershaw has joined the 3,000 strikeout club. Kershaw became the 20th member in the Dodgers' win over the White Sox. In some NBA news, as the Knicks are expected to hire two-time NBA Coach of the Year winner Mike Brown as their next head coach. And visit the 99 restaurant the day after a Red Sox win and get a free kids meal with every adult and entree purchase. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. What do you guys all
That dog about? Is massive.
Well, oh, we're waving at Rex and Bullet, who have just arrived by boat, along with DMs and Dooley and Corey and everybody.
That dog is absolutely massive.
Yeah, that's a giant Great Dane. Also, yesterday you were like, that's a bloodhound.
I know.
That's not a bloodhound.
I
that's
know.
A great, it weighs 160 pounds,
I
that
know.
Dog.
I know. Corey and I were talking about it. She said she and Dooley were laughing because you said Great Dane. I said, no, I think it's a bloodhound.
Wait a second. The bloodhound, isn't that the small
it's
one?
A tiny little dog.
Isn't that the dog from...
She's getting it confused with a velociraptor that's been cloned in the Arabias.
What was the cartoon with the little bloodhound with the thing around his neck? Why am I drawing a blank on that cartoon?
They both have the floppy ears and... I don't
Were you talking about Deputy Dog?
Yeah, wasn't that a bloodhound?
Deputy Dog.
Right, that was a bloodhound with the floppy ears.
Wiggy, you and I are same gen. We really are. Nobody else knows what we're talking about because we're old men.
Oh, it was a great cartoon.
But I will say,
Deputy Dog.
I'm ready for another dog, I think.
You are?
Oh, okay.
Curtis.
I was with Bullet yesterday. Oh,
all right.
I was a mess. I got home. I was like a puddle. I just missed Pudge.
I don't know what it is. Humans hate you, but dogs. Bullet was on your lap all day yesterday.
Well, very good trusted character is that dog. So
like we'll the see. Dog whisper.
I don't know if the rest of the house is ready yet, but I'm ready.
It was so cute. Curtis started yelling at Bullet about Bill Belichick and how bad he was, and Bullet fell right asleep.
Oh, that's awesome. Really nice.
Just like everybody else who hears Curtis.
And Bullet was like, what about Butler? And I was like, it's okay. It's
so cute. All right. Is that it, Courtney?
That's it.
All right. We are on Lake Winnipesaukee on a beautiful Thursday, start of the holiday weekend. Horns. We need boat horns.
Horny. All right.
It's our armada. I get so pumped up. After this is over at 10, we'll get in the boats and we'll go invade Canada.
Yes.
It can't be that far away. All right. We will be back with They Said It from Lake Winnipesaukee next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.